Your assessment of today's game win?
Didn't think we turned up today, to be honest. The boys, you know, was disappointed with the performance all over. You know, a couple of us tried, but, you know, there was just no purpose there to go and do things. And, you know, I'm delighted. It's, to be honest, it's the first game of the season. I've said them in there, you have 35 or 38, whatever it is, left. And, you know, you've got to do things right now. And yeah, I don't want to see a performance like that again. You know, I take responsibility because, you know, I believe in these players. But we've got a chance now to put it right on Wednesday.
No bigger game to bounce back from, is there?
No, listen, they're all big games. Whether, you know, I've been in many first games of the season myself. I know what they're all about. You know, the hype's there. It's whether you win 5-0 or you lose, what we did today. You know, everyone, it's that, you know, around the place, whether it's a Lord Mersh or what we've had today, but there's that much hype. But unfortunately, you know, Portadown played to their strengths. We didn't, but, you know, I've asked the boys to go and have a good look themselves. But, you know, I believe in these players and I'll back them up 100%.
Glentoran drew at Solitude, so that looks like a tough game coming up on Wednesday, doesn't it?
Yeah, it will be a very tough game. You know, at the end of the day, it's, you know, I said in this league, all the games are going to be tough. You know, unfortunately, you know, it's teams will fancy themselves strongly. But, you know, I've just got to worry about what we've got today. And as I say, you know, I said them, look, there's plenty more football to turn around and hopefully we can do that.
We did okay the first half hour, but once the first goal went in, it seemed to deflate our boys.
Yeah, I just said them, look, you can't, you know, being a limfield, you don't have to be technically the best player in the world or the worst player, but, you know, you can have a work ethic. And unfortunately, we didn't have that today. That's one thing, you know, I want my players fit as they can be and, you know, a great work ethic to have. And, you know, up until the goal, you know, I thought it was an even game. We started quite well the first 10 minutes. And then, you know, Portadown had a good chance. You know, I think it was tough. We made a great save. But, you know, as soon as the goal goes in, I said you can't give players that time. And especially Gary Twigg, you know what I mean? He scores goals. And you can't give him that time. And unfortunately, you know what I mean? He hit it. And as I say, the ball went into the net. But, you know, there's still plenty of time left for us. And I think the second goal killed us when we rushed a free kick. I think, and lost the ball, and then they broke and scored. But listen, then mistakes can happen.
A few positives. Kirk Miller come on, did well. Peter Thompson looked lively when he came on.
Yeah, I said to you, Kirk, you know, he'll get fitter. You know, Kirk's got ability. You know, he's one of them that can open people up, and I thought he'd done that when he came on. Tomo, you know, got on the end of a few things. And you know, listen, the game was over by then, but, you know, you've got to, you know, take credit to Portadown for what they went about the game. And you know, hopefully we'll the players can go away and assess it on Wednesday and get ready for the big one on Wednesday night.
Big crowd turned out for us today. I see you went over and, you know, give them your thanks.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the fans are fantastic, and, you know, as I say, I'm a fan myself as well. But, you know, it's disappointing. You know what I mean, with the performance, and I'll hurt more than anyone. But, you know, the fans have been great, and listen, it's the first game of the season, and, you know, I know they'll stick by us. There's things I want to do here and trying to do, and, you know, at the end of the day, I won't get carried away. I won't get low with that defeat.
Just a couple of boys who aren't available today, Sammy Morrow, Reece Glendinning. How long are they out for? Any idea yet?
Yeah, Reece is obviously going to be out a while. Sammy, you know what I mean, after his leg, needs a wee bit more fitness. But, you know, once that there is, as I say, hopefully we can get another one in by the end of next week and add a bit of bite to the team. But I want competition for places. And as I say, you need a strong squad, and, you know, a couple of injuries can send you back. But as I say, you know, we'll move on then, hopefully put things right.
You didn't get too carried away beating AIK, so you're not going to get too despondent losing today.
No, listen, I don't have been in football long enough not to get carried away with, you know, the first game of the season. I keep level-headed. You know, I'll let everyone else do the talking about us, and I'm sure they will, but, you know, I've just got to believe what I've got in that changing room.
All the very best for Wednesday. Everybody's right behind you for Wednesday
night. Thank you. Cheers, Andy.